I need a volunteer this morning. A volunteer this morning. Come on up, Kathy. What I would like you to do is stand right here and hold these in one hand. Okay. Thank you. In one hand. I might remind you of that occasionally. If I miss it, remind her. One hand. Okay? All right, and feel free in the middle of the lesson, if you see some of this going on, feel free to just remind her, okay? You're not gonna throw me off. So our scripture today, come to me, this is Jesus speaking, all of you, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle of heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, and the burden I give you is light. This one scripture alone could answer to a lot of problems of a lot of us. It would solve the failures in the life of every person who is lost or broken, who has experienced pain. Coming to the Lord brings peace. Now, there are some folks that might say, oh, why would I want to be a Christian and follow Christ? Because it's filled with rules, and after all, Jesus doesn't just fix things. Well, we're not talking about just fixing things. The creator of the universe, who is eternal, has asked us to come to him. The creator of the universe, who is and was and always will be, who is right now living and vibrant, is saying, come. These aren't ancient words on a page. Now you think about, let's talk about the first word, come. How many of you have a dog? Okay, a few dogs. All right. So when you call your dog to come and you say, come on, what does that mean? It means, yeah, it means come, right. It means stop what you're doing and come this way toward me, because I want you. That's what that means. So come is an invitation to move forward, right? It's an invitation to move toward. And actually, it's used over 3,000 times in the Bible, and nearly always it refers to an invitation. Now, the word go is also a similar word, and it's a command such as go out into the world, which is part of what we declare, go out into the world. Come to Jesus, and then go out into the world. But come is an invitation, and that's what we're talking about this morning. And this particular invitation that Jesus is speaking of in this scripture is an invitation for rest. How are we doing, Kathy? It's an invitation for rest. Freedom from all the burdens of the world that we were not meant to carry. And all of us have something, some burden that we carry. So come has a reward with it. By coming, we receive what God is offering. And notice in this scripture, there's no stipulation as to who can come. Okay, he's not speaking to anyone specifically. There's no stipulation. Anyone may come, the wealthy, the poor, the famous, the peasant, those of us who are broken. So we're invited by Christ, come unto me. Okay? The me is Jesus, the Son of God, the same person that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He was there at the beginning of creation, and he's here now. And he's asking us to come to him. And he invites each person to come to him for salvation. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burden. Come is for any person. No cheating. Come on, don't give her any slack. Come on, I'm expecting you to, you know, call her to task here. Aren't you glad you volunteered? So let's continue. We're invited by Christ to come unto me. So it's for any and every person who wants to be saved from the death in this world, and death takes on all kinds of different forms. It's not just when the body dies. Death comes in a lot of ways. Do you remember the commercial way back when? I'm dating myself a little bit. I think it was in the 70s or 80s. Keldon, take me away. Remember that? Some of you that are younger won't remember this, but it was a commercial for a bath salt or bath soaps. And you pour it in the bathtub. And this lady is, if I remember the commercial right, she's all frazzled and everything. The dinner's burning and the kids are screaming and, oh, it's a very traumatic, typical day. And then she goes into the bathroom and she sprinkles this stuff in the water, and then she slips in there and the music starts and she says, Kelgon, take me away. And then she's in paradise. It's wonderful. Now, the stuff is still going on outside the bathroom door, but for just that brief period of time, she needs to renew herself, right? She needs to find peace and rest. And that's what God is asking us to do. And if you think about it, it's more of a command, isn't it? Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened. He doesn't say, well, you know, I would like to invite you, if you have nothing better to do, to come if you have time and it fits into your schedule and you're interested. This is kind of a command. So what God is offering us is a place of refuge when we are exhausted. And it doesn't matter who you are. It's to all. It's an invitation to all. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy burdened. So if you're feeling tired today, or you're carrying a weight of some sort, it's no mistake that you're here. You're here for a reason. And he whispers in your ear, come to me. And I will give you rest. I want you to do something for a moment. Just close your eyes. And breathe in. And breathe out. Wouldn't it be wonderful to just lay down your burden and give it to Jesus? wouldn't it feel wonderful to just release that burden? You may open your eyes. I think, you know, as we talk to folks, there are some that think that God is strict and demanding and maybe even a little impatient. And that's true in some instances, but when it comes to love and forgiveness, he is long-suffering and he's filled with grace. So, do you notice when you're carrying something, it's not about the initial weight, is it? Because those hymnals weighed the same when you first picked them up as they do now. Yeah. The longer you carry a burden, the heavier it gets, right? You can put them down. Thank you. The longer you carry a burden, the heavier it gets. And it becomes more and more difficult to carry it. So the only way to relieve this burden is to give it to God. If we carry our burdens all the time, and some of us do, sooner or later, we're not going to be able to carry on. The burden becomes increasingly heavier. And that's why Jesus wants to carry these burdens periodically so that we can be refreshed and we're able to carry on. So I'm going to ask you tonight, before you go to bed, see, what I'm offering you here is a good night's sleep. Is there anybody who, and you don't have to say it out loud, is there anybody who hasn't had a good night's sleep in a long time? Okay, we've got some. So what I'm offering you tonight is a good night's sleep. And I'm not offering you, Christ is offering you. I'm just delivering the message. Before you go to bed tonight, I want you to picture the burden that you're carrying. And I want you to set it on the nightstand next to you and say, God, just watch over this for me tonight. I don't want to carry this through the night. Because you know what? It'll be there tomorrow. You can pick it up tomorrow, and that's fine. But sleep. Sleep tonight and let God carry your burden. So in the Old Testament, the English word burden, so let's define that, is translated from the Hebrew word masa. And it literally means a donkey's burden, what a donkey is physically carrying. We also read that the sons of Korath carried a burden, the masa, as they moved the tabernacle from place to place in the wilderness. So they were carrying a very physical, heavy load. Now, another kind of burden is described in Numbers 11, where Moses is bearing the burden of the people. And the Lord tells him to gather the 70 elders together so that they will help you carry the burden of the people. Now, in that instance, the burden is not physical as it is psychological and spiritual. So he's asking Moses to get a whole bunch of people that have some... Have you heard of the word EQ? Okay, so in some places, they're saying that IQ... And EQ is more important than IQ. EQ is emotional intelligence, where IQ is intelligence, an intelligence quotient. And then there's an emotional intelligence. So he's asking Moses to gather all of these EQ people around him to help him carry the load, carry the burden. Now, in the New Testament, fortavon is the word, and it's Greek, so Old Testament Hebrew, New Testament Greek. Fortavon is the Greek word, and it means troubles in this life. Now, there's all kinds of burdens, right? There's some that we can maybe escape from and some we can't. You know, maybe something, we have an illness, or we have a situation that we have to continually be in, and that's a burden. It's difficult. And there are other burdens that he asks us to lay down permanently, and those would be things like grief and bitterness. You know, those are burdens that can get heavy also if we're carrying them for too long. So in the New Testament, fortavon is the Greek word, and it means troubles in this life. The kind that you can escape and the kind that you can't. And in the book of Matthew, Jesus describes the heavy burdens that the Pharisees laid upon the people, but he says, but they themselves are not willing to move a finger, to lift a finger to move these burdens. Now, this kind of burden is the burden of legalism. They followed the old law, and the old law is hundreds of commandments that are in the first five books of the Bible, in the Torah. And the Jewish people followed these, and the Pharisees kept on them. They had to follow these so in order to get favor from God. And this is the word that Jesus uses in our scripture, fortavon. He says, what you're doing now, this is, it's cumbersome. And it's not really what God intended for you. See, my yoke is easy. You're carrying the yoke of all this legalism. And it's heavy. My yoke is easy. And my burden is light. The reason for having a light burden that Jesus is describing is listed in the previous verse. He says, I am gentle. And think about it. He is the flesh and blood image of God for us. So he's God saying, I'm gentle and humble in heart. He's saying, look, I am God, and I have come to you here physically, and I want a relationship with you. You know, following all these little things and doing, you know, washing your hands three times before you eat the bread, before the meat, and all of those things, that's not what I want. I want a relationship with you. And if you choose that relationship, if you choose that, because we have free thought, right? Your life will shine with a brilliance, and your load will feel a whole lot lighter. Whatever burdens you're carrying on your shoulders today, let them down for a moment. Let these burdens down. You can pick them up later after you've rested. But take time to lay them down. And you will have renewed strength and vision to bear them or solve them. Go ahead. You have permission. There's a season for everything, a time to give it your best and a time to rest. Again, close your eyes for a moment and breathe. Think about the burden that you carry and picture yourself handing it to Jesus, who takes it and instructs the angels to carry you and support you in their arms and rest in this blissful presence. You may open your eyes. In your bulletin, you will find a blue card. And what I want you to do with this blue card is to put it somewhere, when you get home, put it somewhere where you will see it on a daily basis. Please say the prayer with me. Jesus, I carry a burden that seems heavy. Sometimes I get tired under this load. Please, God, take it from me. Lighten my load. I release this burden to you today. Replace the weight with a feeling of peace in your presence. Amen. Please put this somewhere where you will see it every day so that you can pray this prayer.